What do you think God wants to do for you now? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, No More Manna. Our scripture reference today is Joshua chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. While the Israelites were encamped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land, and the Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. In Joshua 5, a new generation steps into their identity. Of course, it isn't a new identity, but wandering in the desert, they hadn't accepted the terms of their covenant relationship with God. So God told Joshua to circumcise this generation. Now, God said, the disgrace of Egypt was no more. Afterwards, something else important happens. First, remember, the people have recently crossed the Jordan River. This is the land God promised to them. They are no longer enslaved. They are no longer wandering. They are now walking into God's promise. That makes the call to circumcision a meaningful step. Then they celebrated Passover and ate of the land. Joshua tells us the significance of this moment. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land. Manna was never meant to be a permanent staple. Now that the people are entering the promised land, manna is no longer needed. The people once complained about manna, but God still provided it for 40 years. Think about that the next time you sing, "All I have needed, thy hand hath provided." Now, speaking of faith and church life, we often struggle with letting go of what was. The experiences we had and the connections we made were blessings. Why would we want to let go of that? Unfortunately, sometimes we don't see the struggle. We don't understand why we just won't go back to how we made those memories. And part of the answer is, we can't. We are a different people now. A new generation has to take on their identity and live into God's promises themselves. And while things cannot be what they were, God still provides. Another great hymn reminds us that just as God has taken care of us, God has promised to guide the future as He has the past. Can you imagine being in the promised land flowing with milk and honey and asking for manna? Reminiscing about manna is faithful and even healthy. But if we were to demand this generation make manna a staple like it was for us, we'd be stifling God's promise for them. We need to let them discover how God wants to provide for them today. I promise you, that is the faithful thing to do. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you. and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.